Clock Stand Podcast.
Coventry's harrying and chasing has been exemplary, and Speedy leads the chase out. Free kick against Bennett for that. And up the touchline and into the ground goes David Speedy, and there really is no need for this.
Clock Stand Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Clock Stand Podcast. Hope you're good. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter and a hashtag Clock Stand Podcast, please. Yes, so basically this is the best team, Sunderland best team from about 1990 through to now. And this is my opinion, you know, you might not agree with it, but hey. In goal, I went with Tommy Sorensen, just because he was a brilliant keeper and he saved a penalty from Shearer, you know. It was at a time where we were very good, and he was a good keeper, very reliable. Just got on with it, and he had a good career as well, after us as well, when he went to Stoke and whatnot, but yeah, good keeper. We've had some other good keepers, like, you know, like Jordan Pickford recently as well. We even had Shea Given before he turned to the dark side. But yeah, Sorensen. Tony Norman was pretty good as well, you know. Had some alright ones now and again. John Kay at fullback, just because he was a cracking fullback. It was him and Hardiman when I first started going to games, and he was just a solid fullback, no nonsense, hard tackling, which is what Sunderland have always wanted, really. Sir Gary Bennett at centre half, again, someone who, when I first started going to games, was a brilliant centre half, absolute legend. Had a fight with David Speedy as well, and just, yeah, for not being from the area, he's now Sunderland through and through, and, you know, I love his commentary, punditry and stuff like that on Newcastle and stuff. So yeah, met him and he was a legend. Kevin Ball, the other centre half, obviously I could have him in midfield as well, but I chose him as centre half. Again, someone not from the area, but lives and breathes Sunderland, and committed, and this is what Sunderland love, is someone who fights to the end, and brilliant, absolutely brilliant captain as well. Fullback was either going to be Hardiman, but I went for Michael Gray, because I always like Michael Gray. Even now with his slightly posher accent and all that on Talk Sport and Channel 5 and stuff. But yeah, good fullback. He had one trick, but it seemed to get past people and stuff, and converted a winger. But yeah, very good fullback. Him and Johnson, who will be mentioned later, were working really well together. Midfield, I went with Nicky Summerby. Again, didn't really have too many tricks, but he was a brilliant cross of the ball. Didn't really need to take on his on the fullback and stuff, and he was part of a brilliant team. The other winger would be Johnson, and Alan Johnson was just brilliant, you know. And I remember him as the best and only Johnson Sunderland, because the other one's done some bad stuff. So, yeah, Alan Johnson left in a bit of a crap sort of way, but he was brilliant. He had some skill, and complimented the next person as well. Don Hutchinson I've went for. Yeah, I really like Don Hutchinson. We've missed having someone like Don Hutchinson in the team. Someone who can link the midfield and strikers and stuff. Very good player. Shame we didn't have him for longer. And the three-man strike force, wowzer. Kevin Phillips, Niall Quinn and Marco Gabbiadini. I mean, that's an ace strike force, you know. Phillips and Quinn were just together and they were absolutely brilliant. And Marco was just brilliant with Eric Gates when I first started going to games. He was an absolute class act. So that strike force, I think, would be killer. And it's you can look back at stuff when we first went to the stadium, like, you know, what, with Phillips and Quinn, which is a brilliant, you know. It's nice that Gabbiadini as well is also doing Radio Newcastle stuff as well, because he was my hero when I was growing up. Notable other mentions for players would be Kieran Brady. Cut down in at the start of his career, but I saw him against West Ham and he was absolutely brilliant in that home game. This, I think it was about 1990-91, somewhere around there, but that guy was just brilliant that day with a hat-trick. Jermaine Defoe, obviously, because, you know, he's a brilliant player for us, and he did a lot of good stuff off the field as well. And another mention for Darius Kubicki as well. He was a good, solid fullback, and he was just a good player, and it was a shame that he got replaced by Gareth Hall and stuff. But yeah, I think that team would be pretty good, to be honest with you. I'm not sure what the next episode is going to be about yet, but yeah, so if you have any more suggestions for best players, it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter and it's hashtag ClockStandPodcast. Thanks very much for your time. See you later.
ClockStandPodcast.